Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Now, I'm so excited to announce that we are now in the book of Nehemiah, which is one of my favorite Old Testament books. I've taught through it before, and there's so much to glean from this book. And so if you've been following along in your Bible, you have to go backwards. We've been in the New Testament for a little bit after being in the Psalms, so go backwards to Nehemiah. And chapter 1, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, the NRSV, and this is what it says. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, while I was in Susa, the capital, one of my brothers, Hanani, came with certain men from Judah, and I asked them about the Jews that survived, those who had escaped their captivity, and about Jerusalem. They replied, "The survivors there in the province who escaped captivity are in great trouble and shame. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been destroyed by fire." When I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, fasting and praying before the God of heaven. I said, "O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel, confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both I and my family have sinned. We have offended you deeply, failing to keep the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinances that you commanded your servant Moses. Remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are under the farthest skies, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place at which I have chosen to establish my name. They are your servants and your people whom you redeemed by your great power and your strong hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give success to your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man." At the time, I was cupbearer to the king. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love this aside at the very end of this very beautiful prayer. Nehemiah kind of throws in this, "Oh, by the way, I'm the cupbearer to the king." He's like one of the very important people in exile. And he's so important that he plays a very strong role with the king of that nation. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for the story of Nehemiah, that there was this desire within him to see a wrong and not just be sad about it, but to really intercede about it and to pray about it. And so, Lord, whatever we're facing today, I pray that you would give us the same Nehemiah spirit of prayer to confess our own sins. And he even confessed the sins of his nation that weren't his own. Lord, that's the art of intercession right there, the art of taking on someone else's pain or sin and bringing and interceding before the throne. So Lord, teach us to be intercessors for others, to stand in the gap between you and them, and to pray that you would help those who are in need or in trauma or who need deliverance today. And we see this in the nation of Israel. The walls of Jerusalem have been destroyed, knocked over, and the gates, which were made with wood, were destroyed by fire. And so there was no barrier between them and enemies. They were just sitting ducks. And so, Lord, show us in our own lives, and I guess this is a little bit metaphorical, but show us in our own lives where we have allowed the walls that should be there, the protections that should be in place, to be beaten down, or our gates to be burned with fire. Lord, you have told us that it's good to have boundaries around ourselves and to protect ourselves from predators and things like that. And so, Lord, show us where the gates have been destroyed and the walls have fallen down. But Lord, also help us to be mindful of those who are vulnerable to attack, that we could be those walls, that we could be the gates, that we could be those who protect others, that we could be instruments of justice in this unjust world. Lord, there's so much to your kingdom, and really building your kingdom is about seeing needs and filling them, and seeing the vulnerable and protecting them, and walking in the pathway that you have for us, which often means interceding for those who can't intercede for themselves. And so, Lord, teach us to pray like that, to act like that, and to be like that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And thanks especially to Mary Snyder, who is sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much, Mary. Now, Mary is a speaker trainer, and I've had the privilege of knowing her and talking to her and working with her. She has a free Facebook page that you can join called Take the Stage Speakers. So if you just query that in Facebook, you should be able to find it. I'm there, so you can find me there. She has a freebie on maryrsnyder.com, 5 fixes for filling your calendar with paid speaking engagements. And that is super helpful because I have had my share of non-paid speaking engagements. She also has another freebie, which is the Take the Stage podcast. And she will teach you kind of everything you need to know about being a professional speaker. And then this fall, there's going to be an Activate Speaker training where she will walk you through everything she knows. And you can find out more on her website, Mary R. Snyder. And it's snyder.com. And then one more thing that she gives for free, and this is what I love about her. She's very generous. If you want to find out the kind of message that you're giving and the kind of speaker that you are, you can go to yourspeakerquiz.com, and she'll teach you what kind of speaker you are and how to meld that with your message. So again, go to yourspeakerquiz.com and get your free quiz and find out what kind of speaker you are. Again, Mary, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to this podcast.